فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome to I Have a Question. And the question that we have is a serious one and an important one. Someone is asking that he committed zina, fornication, and he wants to repent, and he's asking, would his repentance be accepted? What to do to repent from such a major sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. And the question shows that the state that a person is in is the state of regret. Someone that realized that he did something wrong. And this is the first steps of repentance. Once this is present in the heart, that mashallah, this is a good sign. No matter how much evil a person committed on the face of earth, if he or she is still alive, there's a chance for repentance. But we need to turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone. We don't have to do things or to go out of our ways to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just need to sincerely turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone. And it's mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. No matter how much evil a person committed, if he turns sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that He would forgive those who would repent to Him and turn to Him sincerely. So regretting the sin, why? Because we are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even, and forgive me for this, but our seminal fluid is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person abuse himself to such an extent? So the regret has to be there, and we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. And always remember that the shaitan has two or many ways to trick and whisper to the believers. One way is to make them commit the sins. And when he sees the person that he wants to regret the sin and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants him to stay away from repentance by whispering that you're not worthy, you are so evil, your repentance would never be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you pray when you are so filthy, and so on and so forth? This is all the whispers of shaitan. Nothing should stop the Muslim from repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from tawbah. That's why the ulama, they call tawbah as wazifatul umr, which means your lifetime job. That means at all times, whether you are in the daytime, nighttime, sleeping, standing, at all times, at all states, you're supposed to be in the state of repentance, in the state of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that mean that we're supposed to be sinless people? Of course not. We would fall into the mistakes and the sins. But immediately a person would repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan says, wait till next year, wait till this, wait till that. Don't wait even if you know that you would be weak again tomorrow. Then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere dua, oh Allah, save me from such a sin. And even if a person fell again into it, he should repeat again the regret and the sincere and the truthful will that he would never commit the sin, and to stay away from the sin and never to leave the repentance. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. It's a worst sin to think bad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have good bad expectations that Allah won't accept your repentance. This is by itself is a sin. So we need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all sins, and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. There are many cases and examples at the time of the Prophet that people committed this sin and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised not just to forgive, but to replace such a bad deed with a good deed. So nothing should prevent the Muslim for repentance, and we should enjoy and subject ourselves to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before I finish, if you want to get more information about repentance, there's a segment or series that talks about repentance in the website. Please check it out. It would be very beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.